And now this is a dictation for Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Reed, R-E-E-D, September 343, addressed as a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V-A-K, 5831914. Dear Troy, follow-up for Mr. Reed, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit in April. He's been treated for prostate cancer. Completed 44 treatments. Sounds like being radiation. Initially minimal irritation, stools, urine, but has resolved. No bleeding. Just feeling fatigue, typical for this procedure. Weight, appetite is stable. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Some effects of gynecomastia from the Lupron, L-U-P-R-O-N, every 3 months. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the metoprolol. Today, weight 264 is stable. Blood pressure by nurse 111.64. No respiratory distress. Lungs cardio distant, but no RAL, which is consolidation, pleural effusion. Distant heart tones, but pulse is regular, no pericardial rap. No abdominal distension, tenderness, masses. No gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, creatinine 1.58, which is baseline. Representing a GFR of 44 is stage 3. Normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Minor low playlist, which is also part of radiation. And minimal anemia, 13.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure is stable, no pulmonary edema, chemistry as indicated above, stable, no need for EPO treatment, symptoms of radiation including fatigue and low platelets, emotional support provided, still coming to terms having cancer, prostate cancer, chemistry on a regular basis, plan to see him back in 6 months.